the body of a dead person is taken to the undertaker and is embalmed, and then it's put in a
casket.
And the widow will wear black to show that she's
bereaved.
Yeah.
That isn't common nowadays. We didn't do that way when our people died. We didn't wear black. But then that used to be very common in the old days. People always had to wear black to a funeral, you know, and wear a veil over the face. But we don't do that anymore.
Was the immediate family supposed to wear black for a year or something?
Yeah,
like that?
The black band around the man was a long time in the morning. But then we don't do that anymore. In fact, we leave the cemetery before the body's lowered into the grave nowadays. We didn't used to do that. And my first experience with death, I would stay until the grave was rounded up. But we don't do that anymore. I got my first experience in 21 when I buried my little girl. Just as quick as they had the prayer there at the last, and then at the grave, and then motioned for us to leave. And I didn't feel like I wanted to leave until the grave was filled, but they do that now.
Did they let you stay?
No, I didn't ask them. Went on, but I didn't want to go very well. But I know years ago, my brother's funeral, why we stayed till they mounted up the grave, you know. That's the way people used to do.
The deed was over.
Yes, And they wore black. Everyone wore black and a black veil over their face.
My wife's a member of the Episcopal Church. I was a Methodist when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I was just a little bit of everything.
Yes.
But now when I go to the Episcopal Church. I rather like their service.
Yes.
They don't let any flowers come into church.
No. So, but I don't think that, and then I know that the Methodist Church, where my son was married, they didn't have but just a few flowers in it. Just maybe one bouquet they had when they were married. They had a candelabra. My granddaughter's wedding down here at Dallas, that's the Methodist Church, they had 225 candles in the candelabra. Marriage by candlelight.
Boy.
It was beautiful wedding.
Oh my. When was this?
The 30th of June.
Uh-huh.
All of my family went down there, and we had rooms at the Holiday Inn. We stayed 2 days and nights, and it was just wonderful to not have to make up your bed or wash dishes. We'd go to the coffee shop and get our breakfast, and one man, my son, one time would pick up the ticket, and the next time my son-in-law, and that way. And I didn't have to buy any meals.
That's kind of fun. I do that quite a bit when I'm on the road this way. I despise it.
Yeah.
I hate it. I long for the day that I get
up. You don't like it, but then that was nice.
Yeah.
For the family to get together, too, you know.
It was good for a change.
Yes. Yes, my daughter doesn't like. She just loves to come here and cook, you know. She don't like to eat out.
Say, what did you call that affliction where joints would get stiff? Sickness?
Rheumatism, or I never heard of arthritis in those days. In the early days. Now, of course, we speak of arthritis, but gout when your joints swell.
That would be the feet.
Hand. But I think it's just arthritis.
Gee, a lot of people certainly have that.
Yeah, I have.
That's a terrible thing.
Arthritis to a certain extent, but not very bad.
I got it in my shoulder where I got shot.
Oh yeah.
Now and then
you got shot in the shoulder.
Yeah.
Well.
Two places.
My.